Ezra Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is daf mem tes in Meseches Brachos, the 48th daf in Shas. We pick up three lines from the bottom before mem tes amid alf amim ches am beis. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Kol Shaloi Omer Eretz Chemda Toiva Urechava Beberchas Haaretz. Anybody who does not describe Eretz Yisrael the way that we have in our Gersa, Eretz Chemda Toiva Urechava. Malchus based on Bani Yerushalayim lo yatzei de chavasa, and as well as mentioning Malchus based David in Bani Barachamov, they're not yotzei, they're chiyuv. The centrality of Malchus based David to our Amunah is something that the Briska Rav and Rav Soloveitchik spoke about. Rav Shechter records the Rav Soloveitchik's ideas in one of the sefers in memory of Rav Soloveitchik, and the Briska Rav's idea can also be found in the Chidushei Agriz al Torah, that part of our Emunah in Mashiach is not simply that Mashiach will come, but also that Malchus Beis David will be the source of Mashiach and the monarchy in Klal Yisrael, particularly the monarchy of Klal Yisrael will continue through Mashiach. Not so that Mashiach will come from Malchus Beis David, but that the monarchy of Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim will be rebuilt through Malchus Beis David. Nachum HaZakan Ar Mitzach Shiyizkar Ba Bris. Nachum HaZakan added that by the second bracha, one also needs to mention the Bris. Rabbi Yossi Ar Mitzach Shiyizkar Ba Torah. Rabbi Yossi says that one needs to add Torah. All these things are mentioned in our Birchas HaMazon. Plima Omer, Tzach Shiyachtim Bris La Torah. You need to mention Bris before Torah. Shazu Nitna B'Shalosh Brisos, because when it comes to the mitzvah of Bris, it's mentioned three times. Rashi explains that the Bris of Torah is said three times. In other words, when we say Bris, we can mean two things. We can mean the Bris of Torah or Bris Mila. Here, when we said Bris in the last part of the sentence, we were talking about Bris of Torah. The Bris of Torah, B'shloshim mekamos nitna Torah liYisrael, B'sinai uba'ol moed, uba'har grizim, ubechol echad, uba'ar v'smov, ubechol echad nichrusa Bris. And all of them, Rashi explains, there was a Bris, there was a covenant that was made over Torah. Vizu, continues the Gemara on top, Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Nitna B'Yud Gimel Brisos, was given with 13 covenants. What 13 covenants? So Rashi explains in the Parsha of Mila, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Shenat L'Avram Avinu, there are 13 times the word Bris is said. Rabbi Abba Omer, I'm Tzarech Shiyomar B'Hodah Tchila. Rabbi Abba says that you need to say Hodah first, V'Sof, as well as in the end. V'Apoches, Lo yifchos, and someone who says less doesn't follow the ideal of saying both no, the Rashi explains, as well as the end, Val kulam Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. If he diminishes, V'kol apochos lo yifchos me'echad, V'kol apochos me'echad hareze meguna. It's disgusting to miss the Hodah Takodesh Baruch Hu. V'kol achosei manchil artzos bebirchas haaretz u'moshia es Yisrael. Whoever concludes for the second bracha with Manchel Haratzos in Birchas Haaretz or Moshiach Yisrael Bibone Yerushalayim, then in such a case Hareza Bor, he's considered a boor, he's considered an ignorant one. The Mefarshim on the Gemara do not explain why he is a boor if he says the bracha Manchel Haratzos, not so different then the bracha of Al Ha'aretz, says the Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Pei Zayin. It's a pella that it doesn't seem that the basic Rishonim stopped at this earlier. V'nearly the time Mishum the Manchel Haratzos Shayach Gam L'Shar Amim. If you say Manchel Haratzos that he gives over lands to peoples, so then that applies to other peoples as well and denies the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael and the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael's relationship to Eretz Yisrael. Gemara continues, seven lines from the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph. V'chol she'eino oimer bris v'torah b'birchas ha'aretz u'machlus dovah b'bein Yerushalayim lo yotzei yidei chavasa. If you didn't say bris and Torah in birchas ha'aretz and machlus based dovah in Yerushalayim, you're not yotzei benching. Nisayel le'le Rabbi Law. This is a right for Rabbi Law. Domer Rabbi Law, I'm Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha mishum Rabbeinu. Kol she'eino bris v'torah b'birchas ha'aretz u'machlus based dovah b'bein Yerushalayim lo yotzei dechavasa. Period. Pligi ba Abba Yosi ben Dustoi for Rabbanan. There's a machlokes between Abba Yosi ben Dustoi and the Rabbanan on this issue. Chad amar atova meitiv tzricha malchus. One said the bracha atova meitiv requires to be said with Malchus. Then when one says the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, one has to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Atov HaMeitiv. Similarly to the way we have it, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu, etc., etc., which goes into Atov HaMeitiv, that you need to say Melech Olam. Chad Omar Ainat Sricha Malchus. So one says that you don't need to say Malchus. Man Domit Sricha Malchus Kasavar Derabbanan. The one who says you need to say Malchus, he holds that the bracha is Derabbanan. And it's not a bracha smucha lechaver to, Rashi explains. And since it's not a bracha smucha lechaver to, because the previous bracha by Nirushalayim, the Kulei Alma, was Doraisa, and this is going to be Derabbanan, so therefore you need to make a new bracha, because it's not related to the previous bracha, and to make a new full bracha, and that new full bracha needs to include melech. However, manda amar ainat zricha malchus kasavar d'oraisa. The one who holds that's d'oraisa holds that a bracha hasmucha lechaverta. It's another bracha of the four d'oraisa followed after Yerushalayim, bonev rachma Yerushalayim amen. And since it's a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, does not need melech haolam. The Gemara continues, Memtes Amid Aleph, 12 lines. In Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'u Chosim B'binyan Yerushalayim. How do you conclude by Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Amir, Mashiach Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Mashiach Yisrael in B'binyan Yerushalayim. Lo, you only say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mashiach Yisrael, you don't mention Yerushalayim. Lo, Ela Eima Af Mashiach Yisrael, to say as well, Mashiach Yisrael. Rabbi Ravuna Iklevei Reish Gelusa, Rabbi Ravuna met at the house of Reish Gelusa, Pasach B'chada V'siyein B'tarzi. Rashi explains that Pasach Bechada means he didn't say, as our Girsa, when we say Rachim, Rachim Hashem Yisrael Amecha Val Yerushalayim Yirecha, both asking for mercy of Klal Yisrael as well as for Yerushalayim. He only chose one of them. The Gemara here and Rashi do not record which one he did. And when he was Chosem, when he concluded asking for both Boine Yerushalayim, like we do, but also added Moshiach Yisrael, as we saw from Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda. Amar Chizda, Gvurta Lemechtem Betarti. Is it a sign of strength to finish with two? Vahatanya Rabbi Yomer Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim. Rabbi taught us not to finish with two, which is also our custom. We do not speak about Klal Yisrael, rather it's Boine V'Rachma Yerushalayim Amen. The Gemara continues about 25 lines in a Memtes Amid Aleph Gufa. Let us analyze the position of Rebbe that says that you never are Chosem Bishtayim. Rebbe was of the opinion, and we follow Rebbe, that the conclusion of the Bracha Boni Yerushalayim is Boni Berachma Yerushalayim Amen, and you don't throw in Moshiach Yisrael. Gemara says, is that true? Ein chosim b'shtayim, eisvei levi rebbe. Al aretz v'al mazon. Don't we say, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two things in the bracha that precedes it, al aretz v'al mazon? Answers the Gemara, eretz demafkin mazon. No, it's the land that produces food. In other words, it's really one thing. He continues to ask, Levi does, al aretz v'al peros. Then when it comes to the bracha mein shalosh, if one eats the Shivas Haminim, that's fruit, say Alaris Valaperos. Again, Rebbe answers in the same style. Eretz Demafka Peros, the land that produces Peros. In other words, one is a product of the other. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, there are the two subjects. Answers Rebbe, Yisrael Dekadshinu L'Azmanim. Klal Yisrael is sanctified by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they sanctify the time. This idea is actually found in the Gemara in Beitza, that says that that's the reason why we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim and not Mekadesh Hazmanim V'Yisrael. Levi, though, continues to ask. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rashei Chadashim. Rebbe asks, answers in a similar type of style. Yisrael D'Ketshin L'Rashei Chadashim. So it's still one idea. Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. What are you going to do with that one? Here you can't answer God is Mekadesh Shabbos, who is Mekadesh Yisrael. Shabbos is not Mekadesh Yisrael. So, Rebbe is stuck. Chutz Mizu. Rebbe says, you're right, you have to say this is exception. U'mayishna hacha. So Gemara asks, what is the difference of this exception? U'mayishna hacha chadahi. Over here, it is one Kedusha. It's one theme. And that is the Kedusha That is Kedusha. Hence, it's not really two things, but rather it's one entire thing. Hasam Tarti, but if we're talking about the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, Moshe Yisrael, those are two distinct things. Kol chad v'chad ba'apin nafshei. Period. V'tayma mai ein chasim mishnayim. What's the reason Rebbe holds that you can't have two distinct subjects for a chasima? Fishein oisim mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. This is an important expression that appears in quite a few times of Shas. Literally, it means we don't make mitzvahs packages. In other words, we don't package many mitzvahs into one action to show each mitzvah its own chashivos. This klal already appeared in the sixth parak in a tosas that we did not discuss on Lamed Tes, Amad Beis and Dibra HaMaskel HaKol Modim, and it is a klal that appears in Psachim and in a few places in Shas. Mesoris HaShas over here quotes the Tosas in Moed Katan that explains that the reason why we don't make mitzvahs chavilos chavilos is because we want a person's full attention on that mitzvah. Hence, we want a person's full attention either on Bonei Yerushalayim or on Moshe Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, my havala, what is the bottom line in terms of halacha? Amar Avsheshes Pasach Berachem Amcha Yisrael Choisem B'Moshia Yisrael. You start with Rachem Al Amcha Yisrael and the concluding bracha is Moshe Yisrael. Pasach Berachem Al Yerushalayim. But if he started with Rachem Yerushalayim, then Chosem B'Bone Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar Filo Pasach Berachem Al Yisrael Chosem B'Bone Yerushalayim. Even if you start with Rachem Yisrael, you conclude with the Bracha B'Bone Yerushalayim. Mishum Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, B'Bone Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yechanes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild Yerushalayim and gather in the lost Jews. Emasai B'Bone Yerushalayim Hashem Bizman Shenitche Yisrael Yechanes. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuild Yerushalayim? When the lost Jews will be brought together. In other words, the conclusion of Bonei Yerushalayim is consistent with Rachem Al Yisrael. You could start off talking about Klal Yisrael and conclude with Bonei Yerushalayim, and yet conclude with the topic that you had started. How could that possibly be? The answer is, when we talk about Bonei Yerushalayim could only happen if Nitche Yisrael are first brought together. The Gemara continues three lines into Mem Tesem and Aleph. Amalei Rabbi Zera l'Rav Chizda, Misi Mar V'Nisni. Please come and teach us exactly how to say Birchas Hamazon. Amalei, Rav Chizda responded to Rabbi Zera, Birka Mazona lo gemirna utnuye masnina. How to bench properly, I never learned, and I never learned from a Mishnah. Amalei, my hai? Rabbi Zera says, what? You don't know how to say Birchas Hamazon? Says yes, Amalei. Diklu levei Reish Galusa. We were at the Reish Galusa. Ubruche berachta mizona. Vezakfi Rav Sheshes lekoi alai kichuya. We were at the house of the Reish Galusa, and I benched, and Rav Sheshes got angry at me, and stuck out his neck to me like a snake. Kichuya or kichivya means a snake. Vamai asked Rav Zeir, why did he get so upset at you? Delo Amri says Rav Chizda back, because I didn't say lo bris velo Torah velo Malchus. Vamai lo Marta asked Rav Zeir, so why didn't you say it? That Rav Sheshes got all upset at you. Kedir Rav Chananel Amarav, because I was following Rav Chananel Amarav. Dam Rav Chananel Amarav lo yomer bris Torah umalchus yotza. He says that you are Yotze if you don't mention those things. Fisha'ina benashim. Bris, lefisha'ina benashim. When it comes to bris, it's not a chiyuv because it's not a chiyuv 100% in Klal Yisrael. 50% don't have it. Women don't have it. Toru malchus, fisha'ina benashim, v'lo ba'avodim. Torah doesn't, and malchus is not shaykh to both women and servants. Torah because they don't have mitzvah Talmud Torah. Malchus because Isha and Eved are possible from being a melech. Va'ad shafkis kol ha'nitanoi v'amaroi v'avadita kirav. Reb Zeira says, oh, and you left all of the tanoim and amaroim that we saw above and did like Rav as a das yachid. So number one, says Reb Zeira, okay, at least he knows where he's coming from. Number two, he understands why Reb Sheshes got so upset. Amar Rav Avarachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Atov HaMeitiv Tzricha Malchus. One needs to say Malchus. That we had learned above Amem Tesamer Aleph, that the Gemara had said that if you hold Atov HaMeitiv is Dirabbanan, so then in such a case you need to say Malchus because it is a separate bracha from Bonei Brachim of Yerushalayim, where that is a Doraisa. However, over here, the Gemara starts out with a different approach. Ma'ika Mashmalot, what were they being mechadesh? Kol bracha shem b'malchus lo shma bracha. That any bracha that you don't mention malchus is not considered bracha. Ask the Mar v'amar Rabbi Yochanan chad zimna. Ask the Mar, didn't Rabbi Yochanan already teach us that the halacha is that kol bracha shem b'malchus lo shma bracha? Amar b'zeira loymer, no, it's coming to tell you something else. We come to bring out something else. Shetzricha shtei Malchus. That in benching, you need to mention Malchus twice. Chodidi day, once in Hatov HaMeitiv, v'chodah de Bonei Yerushalayim, and once in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, mi ba'it las, you should need to mention Malchus three times. Chodidi day, once in Tova Meitiv, V'chada de Bani Yerushalayim, V'chada de Birchas Haaretz, and why not say it in Birchas Haaretz? Ela Birchas Haaretz, my time alone. What's the reason that you don't say Birchas Haaretz? Mishum de Havila Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. Because it's connected to the Bracha of Hazanes Hakol, who had in Dafil Bani Yerushalayim, Nami Lo Boi. So then, you shouldn't mention Bani Yerushalayim. So Gemara really is, in a circular way, is asking why is it that we mention Malchus in Bonei Yerushalayim? Ela, I did the Amar Malchus Beis David. Since we mention Malchus Beis David, lava rechar de lo Malchus Shemayim. It would not be appropriate not to mention Malchus Shemayim. If we're going to speak about a corporeal kingdom, even a legitimate corporeal kingdom like Malchus Beis David, then of course we have to also mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. 10 lines from the bottom, Rav Papa Amar Hachi Kamer, Tzricha Shtei Malchus Livar Midida. Rav Papa says, it's coming to tell you that you need two Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan was coming to tell us that you need two Malchus aside from it. Tosis spells out pshat that what that means is that you mention Malchus in Hatov HaMeitiv as well as in Bonei Berachma of Yerushalayim as well as in the Bracha Al HaOretz V'Al HaMazon. Tosis explains that according to this position of Rav Papa, the reason why we don't say that the Bracha of Noda Al HaOretz Al HaMazon is a Bracha Hasmucha L'Chaverta is because they were instituted at different times. Just like we said, Hatov HaMeitiv is not a Bracha Hasmucha L'Chaverta because it's a Derabbanan and the other Brachas are Deraisa, so too, when it comes to Noida, even though it's a Doraisa, since it was instituted, as we learned, Amen Ches Amabez by Yoshua in contrast to Moshe, so therefore it's no longer considered a Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. Yosef Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara continues, 8 lines from the bottom, Achore de Rav Gidol, he was sitting behind Rav Gidol, V'yosef Rav Gidol Kamei de Rav Huna, and Rav Gidol was sitting in front of Rav Huna, V'yosef Ka'amar. And Rav Gidol was saying, "Ta the following halacha: Tov lo hizker shel Shabbos. If a person forgot to say Ritzei Omer, he should say Baruch Shanasan Shabbosas leMenucha laAma Yisrael baAva uleOis uleBris Baruch Mekadesh haShabbos. He should make it up with this bracha. Amar lei man amra. They asked Rav Gidol, who told you this halacha? So he answered, Rav." Hadi Yosef Amar, he continued and quoted another La Halacha. Tov lo hizker shel Yom Tov, a different bracha that you're supposed to make. Tov lo hizker shel Yom Tov, if you miss saying Yalev Yavo, Omer Baruch Shenasan Yomim Tovim Lama Yisrael, Simcha Lizikarim Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim. Amar Lei, they asked him again the same question, Man Amra. Rav, he responded, Rav to. Hadi Yosef Amar, Tov lo hizker shel Rosh Chodesh, Amar. Aimer Baruch Shanasam Rosh Hashanah Yisrael Lizikaron. V'lo Yadana Iomer Basimcha Iloi. And I'm misupak whether you describe Simcha as well in that bracha. or ilayamer basimcha, or you don't mention simcha. Ichasimba, ilochasimba. I'm also not sure if when you make this bracha, whether you conclude Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael v'chadashim, just like you conclude Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Also, ididei I rabbe, de rabbe. Also, I'm not sure, and Rashi over here explains that these sfeikos are Rebbe Zeira when he's quoting what he had heard from Rav Gidl. I'm not sure if this, when it came to Rosh Chodesh, he said it in the name of himself or his Rebbe. In other words, we have these statements by Rebbe Zeira. The last one in regards to Rosh Chodesh, Rebbe Zeira had a suffix on what Rebbe Gidl had said. The Gemara continues to elaborate on these halachos of the brachos that are said when a person forgets to say Ritzer Yal V'Yavo. Gidl Bar Menyumi Havikoy Kamed Rav Yochanan. Gidl Bar Menyumi was in front of Rav Yochanan. He made a mistake. Ta Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake. V'hada L'Resha. And he went back to the beginning of benching. He asked him, Amalei, my time of Amar Hachi, why did you go back? Amalei, Damar of Shila Amarav, Ta Chazal Rosh. He said, because we learned that if you make a mistake in mentioning, you have to go back. Ask the Marv, Amar Vun Amarav, Ta Amar Barkshan Nasan. But didn't we learn that there's this special bracha, and therefore you don't have to go back? Amalei, Lavit Marla, Marv Nashia Bar Tachlif, Amarav, Lo Shanu Elashelo Pasach Batov Ametiv. This halacha, that if you miss Ritzei, and this is by the way how we pass in the halacha as well, that if you miss Ritzei, you could insert the bracha that we had learned on the bottom of Memches, Amar Aleph, of Baruch Mikadesh HaShabbos. That bracha is only if you didn't begin Hatov Ametiv. Alo Pasach Batov Ametiv Chozer. But if you began at Tova Meitiv, then you go back to the beginning. Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Amar Ravamam, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tov lo hiskir shel Rosh Chodesh betfila, machzir noso. If you make a mistake by forgetting Yalav V'yavo in tfila, then you have to go back. B'merchas Amazon ein machzirin oso. But in benching, if you miss Yalav V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. He asks, what's the difference between the two? I was bothered as well, said Rav Amram, about this question. And I asked Rav Nachman, and he said, I didn't hear anything. Rav Nachman responded, I wasn't zochet to hear anything from my Rebbe Shmuel about this. Ela nechzianon. However, let us look into it. Tfila decholi machzirinosa. Tfila, where it's a chiyuv to daven, and you didn't say it appropriately, so then you have to go back. Berchas mezona, but when it comes to benching, eating and benching, to eat by achli by lo by achil. If you want, you can eat. If you want, you don't have to eat. Ein machzirin also. Then in such a case, you don't go back. Asks the Gemara. Elamiyata Shabbos v'yom tlo sadi lo achil hachinam di tahadar. That would then dictate that if it was Shabbos and Yom Tov that you have to eat, it's a mitzvah to eat. So then in such a case, you would have to go back. Amalei in. That's true. Beautiful. Da Amar Rav Shila Amar Rav Tachaz El Rosh. That if you make a mistake on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and this is as well the halacha, that if you miss Yalav Yav on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back in benching. However, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, where there's a chiyuv to eat, then you would. Va Amar Ravuna Amar Rav Ta Amar Baruch Shenasan. Aye, didn't we learn that you have the bracha of Baruch Shenasan? Lavit Mar Lo, didn't we learn in regards to this, as we said above? Lo Shanu Elish Lo Pasach Batov Umeitiv. That only applies if you didn't begin the bracha of Atov Ameitiv. Lo Pasach Atov Ameitiv Chozer LeRosh. But if you began the bracha of Atov Ameitiv, so then in such an instance, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. The Gemara now goes back to the last line on the Mishnah Memhei Amud Aleph, where we had a machlokis between Rebbe Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, on what amount of food does one make a zimun? According to Rabbi Meir, one makes a zimun already on a kezayis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to eat more, you have to eat the size of a beitza, an egg. Says the Gemara, Limeimra de Rabbi Meir chashiv le kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda kebeitza, va ipcha shaminanu. But we learn the exact opposite. If person left Yerushalayim and he realizes that he has Basar Kodesh, Rashi explains that we're talking about an individual who had forgotten, had taken Basar Kodeshim out of Yerushalayim. V'nizker shayibiyad of Basar Kodesh in the Gemara, im avar tzofim, if he passes Hart Sofim, Rashi explains that from Hart Sofim you're still able to see the Beis HaMikdash. If you've already passed that, Sarfa b'mikomo, the chiyuv, of course, is to burn Basar Kodeshim if it was inadvertently taken out of Yerushalayim. So you have to burn it where you are. V'imlav, but if you're still within Har Tzofim, there's a chiyuv to return. Chozer v'sarfa l'fnei habira, you return and you burn it in front of the bira. Rashi explains that that is a place on the Har HaBayis that had a Beis Deshen where they would burn the Kodeshim. How much meat, if you realize that you have, do you have to go back? Rabbi Meir here is of the opinion of a beitza. Rabbi Yehuda omer zevazeh bekezayis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a kezayis. Now here we have reverse, and that is Rabbi Yehuda shear is a kezayis, and in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's shear was a, let's turn back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's shear was a kebeitza. So, which one is it? What's a shear of chashivas? I'm Rabbi Yochan Mukhlefes Hashita. Rabbi Yochan says, you should switch the shitas. In other words, switch one of them so that they will be consistent with the other. Really, says Abai, you don't have to switch. It's a machlokes in regards to psukim. Rabbi Meir Sav Achaltava Zu Achila, Uzvia Zu Shtia Vachila. Bekezayis. Rabbi Meir reads the pasuk, even though normally Rabbi Meir holds that the halacha is, as when it came to Kodshim, the shear of Chashivas is a kebeitza. Over here, from Vachalta, we learn just general achila. Savata means shtia achila with a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda said Vachalta sat achila sheish bo svia. He darshins v'savata not with shtia. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, we darshin v'achalta is referring to achila. V'savata is with shtia, and therefore the achila will only be a kezayis because the word savata is not coming to add onto the word v'achalta. In contrast to Rabbi Yehuda, the word v'savata is adding on. It's extending the regular achila because Rabbi Yehuda generally holds that achila is a kezayis, but here the Torah adds visavata achila sheish basviv ezuzu kebeitha. Hasam over there, when it comes to kodshim bisvara plig, Remeir savar chazrasai kitumasa. Remeir says we equate going back and burning like tuma matumasa bekebeitza chazrasa bekebeitza, just like when it comes to tuma the shear of chashivus is a kebeitza. So too, when it comes to kachim, the shear is for a kebeitza. Rabbi Yehuda savar chazarasa kisuro, going back and burning is like the halachos of isur. Isur being achilas isur and kala torakula. My isur bekezayis, just like the isur of achil and kala torakula is a kezayis, af chazarasa bekezayis. So too, the chazara is also the size of a kezayis. It would seem to me that what the Gemara is suggesting, that the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to burning kachim, what its shear is, that according to Rabbi Meir, we equate it to tumah, and therefore it's the shear of a beitz, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we equate it to isur, is the fundamental question of how we look at the isur of b'sar achilas kachim b'chutz. Is it a psul? Do we fundamentally look at the psul as a psul of tahara and kachim, therefore you would equate it to the shear of tumah. On the other hand, there's also an isra achila. If there's an isra achila, then you look at it like shari surim. Maybe this is a pshat. I looked around, I did not see mefarshim who are masbir. What is nekudas hamachlokis? Number two, what one could point out, that the assumption of our Gemara, and this point the Rajba makes, in Dibra Maskel Matumaso, that the halacha of Tumah is the shear of a Beitza, the Rajba points out, is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. In Shabbos on Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph, it works out beautifully. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the shear Tumah is Kebeitza. However, the shita of Rashi appears in Psachim on Memtes, on the Beis, is that the shear Tumah is... Excuse me, in Psachim on Lamigimel Amabez, he holds that the shear of Tumah for a Dover HaMachal is a Kol Shehu. So then our Gemara seems to be a little bit difficult. As the Rajba, you have to say, according to Rashi, it means the Dover HaTumah being, not being Mekabel Tumah, but being Metame something else. Then Rashi agrees that the shear needs to be a Kebetza. The Gemara continues on Memtes Amid Beis, 5-6 lines into the wide, with a new Mishnah. Ketzah Mizamnin. How does one do Zimun? B'shlosh Amr Nivarech. If there are three, then he says Nivarech. Nivarech Shechal Mishalob. B'shlosh Avahu. But if there's three plus him, Omer Barchu. Then he does not say Nivarech, but rather he says Barchu. Basara, if there are 10, Omer Nivarech Elokeinu. Basara Vahu, but if there's 10 plus him, Omer Barchu. Then in such a case, he says Barchu. Achadasrei Vach. The Mishkan continues, this is the cap. If you have 11, then he adds Barchu instead of Nivarech. However, echad asara ve echad asara ribo. It doesn't matter whether it's 10 or whether it is 10,000 or tens of thousands. Now the Mishnah quotes a different opinion. It's not clear from the Mishnah, but that is the pshat in the Mishnah. You put a big period after asara ribo b'meya. If there are 100, hu omer nevarech Hashem Elokeinu b'meya v'hu. Omer Baruch Hu. According to this opinion, what now happens is when there are more people, then the nature of the Zimun changes. Be'elef hu omer nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be'elef hu omer Baruch Hu. Instead of nevarech, he adds Baruch Hu. Beribo, if there is as much as 10,000 or tens of thousands, omer nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzevakos Yoshev Akruvin. However, he introduces the bracha nevarech. Let's start with three. Nevarech Elokeinu Shechanu Mishalo. So we respond Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Mishalo, and then we add Uftuvo Chayinu. Same thing in regards to whether when there are tens of thousands. Kach onim achra Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzevakos Yoshev Hakruvim Al Hamazon Shechalnu. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer Lefi Rov Hakol Heim Mavarechim. Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Now the Gemara is going to spell out on Amud Aleph exactly what Rabbi Yossi Haglili is saying, because the pauses here in the Mishnah are a little strange. We will read the Mishnah as per the Maskanas HaGemara. Rabbi Yossi Haglili is now explaining why it is that we change the response of Zimun. Lefi rov hakol hei mevarchin. It's dependent on the size of the tzibur. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'makalos b'makelos baruch hu elokim Hashem im kar Yisrael. Pasuk in Tehillim that says, in the multitudes we will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk suggesting, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that the nature of the praise, the scope, the depth, the quality and the quantity is dependent on how many people of Klal Yisrael are there. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzim Beis HaKnesses, Echa Meruvim Ve'echa Muatim, Omer Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Just like in Beis HaKnesses, we say Baruch Hu, and the Baruch Hu doesn't make a difference whether it's 10 or 1,000. So too over here, we do not make the above adjustments as the majority of the Mishnah above had indicated. Rabbi Akiva disagrees.
Rabbi Shmuel
is of the opinion that in the Beis HaKnesses, Rabbi Shmuel is not disagreeing in regards to Birchas HaMazon, but in the Beis HaKnesses, we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach. Not Baruch Hu Es Hashem, but Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach. This Beis HaShem concludes the Pshat component on Daf Mem Tes in Maseches Brachas. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we will discuss in detail the scope of the Machlokas, both in Pshat as well as in Lamdus and Halacha. And now we go on to the Halacha section of Daf Mem Tes. Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's Dvar Halacha on Daf Mem Tes will be stylistically different than most of the Divrei Halacha, usually, particularly in the last few Dapim, when there were basic Halachos and basic Hashlachos that needed to be addressed in the Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah. We focused on that and gave practical examples, for example, of Hilchos Zimun. Today, most of the halachos in the sugya are borne out and straightforward from the Gemara. So what we will do is take two shailas from the always interesting Sefer Chashuch Kechemet of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and discuss his conclusions. Our Gemara had mentioned that the halacha of Ritzei is different than the halacha of Yalav Yavo Barish Chodesh, that if one misses Ritzei, one needs to repeat Shmona Esrei. What about the following instance? Does a person need to say Ritzei, and if he forgot to say Ritzei, should he repeat Shmona Esrei, or he did not say Ritzei, should he repeat Birchas HaMazon? It's common in the Eisenstein house, as in many homes, as we sing in Ko'ech Saif, Hatzel me'acharei lifro'o ishmin ha'shavabos, to do our best to hold on to Kedushas Shabbos. And for that reason, there are times that Shal Shudas goes on very late into the night. What happens if someone needs to do malacha or decided to do malacha? Parents in such an instance should not force children to keep the same hours and the same standards that they do if it is lifnim shuras hadin. And let's give an example. Nothing happened in our home, but let's give an example. Let's say a child decided that he wanted to do malacha earlier. Shabbos was over, according to the majority of opinions. And then, in such a case, the child said, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, for example, to turn on a light. That might happen in Europe. This was pretty common, particularly where there wasn't electricity. So what is the halacha? If one of the children decided that they wanted to turn on the lights, they wanted to do some type of malacha, and they said, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. They then realized they still hadn't benched, they hadn't said Ritzei. This question, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein asks, he says it was a machlokis amongst people, whether in benching, that individual who'd said Baruch HaMavdil should say Ritzei or not. Rav Zilberstein concludes that he thinks that one should not make a ritzei if one has already said HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, and he brings a proof. Unfortunately, the Marmakomos and the Sefer seem to be off. I'd be indebted to someone. I looked around quickly looking for it. I did not see it. He brings a raya from the Mishneh Berurah. He quotes it from Reish Samach Gimel Sich Zayin. It's not there. As well as he says the Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. I don't believe that that's there either. But he quotes the Magen Avraham as saying, and the Mishneh Berurah corroborating, that they have a suffix that whether one should say Ritzei after you said Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. The suffix is based on the following. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tav Tzadi Aleph in Hilchos Pesach says that if nightfall has come and gone, Amatzai Pesach, and a person has not yet Davin Ma'ariv, but their Seuda has gone deep into the night, what's the halacha about him eating on a Seuda that started on Pesach, already after nightfall, Amatzai Pesach, eating Chametz? So the Mishneh Berurah there comments that Omnam, imadayin lo birech birchas amazim bevadei ein lo lechol chametz. Sharei itzdarech lomar yala v'yavav. Imkein yitarti disasri. You can't say yala v'yavav on a meal and say, biyom chag amatzah zazeh, on a meal that you ate chametz. So what do we see from here? We see that when it comes to benching on a seuda meal, you cannot proclaim that meal as being a holiday meal and a holiday benching if you did something to contradict the essence of that meal. Similarly, if someone, Rav Zilberstein argues, if someone lights a candle, so then in such a case, he can no longer say Ritzei. Just like you won't be able to, if he ate challah on the night of Matzai Pesach, so too, if he lit a candle. So in this case, not only the fellow say Baruch HaMavdil, which is reported as a suffix of the Mishnah Berurah, but rather he lit a candle, that's a stira to the day. The only question one could ask on Rav Zilberstein's Raya is this Tarti Desasri of the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Tov Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, the same Tarti Desasri as the fellow who lit the candle. In the case of where you're saying Yalav Yavo, you're saying Yalav Yavo on a meal where you had eaten challah, you can't call it a Chag HaMatzos. However, in the meal that was eaten, at least the entire meal was a Seuda Shlishis meal. The fact that the Gavro was Noheg Matzoi Shabbos, is that also a Tarti Disasri for Havdalah, for benching on Matzai Shabbos, where the Seuda start on Shabbos. Presumably the Raya is a good Raya, and this would come out as our Halachos. Number one, that according to the way the Poskim are quoted, if a person said Baruch HaMavdil Men Kodesh L'chol, then it's a suffix whether you should say Ritzei, Halacha L'maisa, one would not. This happens. So too, in Simen Kuf Peches, Sifkot Alam Ebeiz, the Mishnah Berurah spells out that if you daven Mayriv before Birchas Hamazon, you cannot say Ritzei. Number three is if you lit a candle, then it's not only a suffix, one certainly, according to Rav Zilberstein, one certainly cannot say Ritzei in such a case, just like you can't say Yalav Yavo on Matzoi Pesach on a meal that had started on Pesach if you ate chametz. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Tesam Abeis records a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili in regards to the formulation of Birchas Hamazon by the Zimun, whether it changes based on the amount of people. That according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, with 10 he says Nevarech Elokeinu, with 100 he says Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi Aglili because he says, we know that the halacha is in shul that we don't differentiate between 10 and 100. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein raises an interesting shaila. He says, Tosos, in Dibur HaMaskil, Amar Rabbi Akiva points out that the reason why Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not differentiate between 10 and 100 when it comes to a shul, how is he going to respond to the argument of Rabbi Akiva that we see that in shul we don't make a difference between 10 and 100? He says, because lo chilku bein asar lemeh tefillah de'elu nechrasim ve'elu yotzim. People are going in and out in tefillah, and it'll be hard to register whether there's a 10 or 100. If that's so, asks Rav Zilberstein, and he leaves this as a tzarech iyun, is there an advantage aside from Barova Amahadras Melech in davening in a shul with 100 of people? For example, if one shul has 99 people, another 100, is it a maila? And Rav Zilberstein leaves it off as a shaila. To me, the shaila does not make sense according to the halacha, according to the way we paskin, according to Rabbi Akiva. Tosis Saf said that we don't differentiate between tefillah and Berchas Hamazon, because you might not be able to notice who is going in and who is going out. You might not know for sure as 100, was only discussing according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rav Zilberstein says, maybe that's also the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. It does not seem to me, based on what my Rabbeim taught me, that at all is Rabbi Akiva's position. Rabbi Akiva's position is not only based on the technicality, but is a fundamental machlokas. This was explained by Rav Soloveitchik and recorded by Rabbi Ganak in Simen Zayin in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim. A beautiful approach over there, which maybe we'll discuss as well tomorrow in the halacha section or in the daf, where the Rav understood that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is whether we look at the halacha of Zimun as a function of the din of Tzibur Yisrael, that when one has a minyan, which we learn out, Eda, the Gemara and Megillah tells us, as well as in the beginning of our Meseches, that the din of a Tzibur, of Klal Yisrael, is considered 10, and the Tzibur represents all of Klal Yisrael, and there's no difference between whether one has 10 or whether one has 15 or 20 or 99. Or do we say that numbers are significant based on the pasuk b'makke los baruchu elokim Hashem imkor Yisrael, that the source of having people around is based on the hagdara, not of tzibur, but of makela, the amount of people around. If that would be so, then there would be a difference between 100 and 1,000, between 10 and 100, as the position of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Tosas holds that Rabbi Yossi Haglili doesn't even accept the din of tzibur of 10 when it comes to tefillah, and therefore Tosas writes that the only reason, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, you don't make a difference when it comes to tefillah is because it's hard to calculate. But clearly, the way my Rabbeim taught me, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this whole approach of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Im keinim advarim, Rav Zilberstein's shaila does not start. The only reason why their significance in a larger tzibur is based on Berov Am Hadras Melech, but the numbers of 10 versus 100, 100 versus the 1,000, is only within the position of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and both in regards to Zimun, as well as B'kal V'chomer when it comes to Tefillah, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and outside of the Cheshvan of Berov Am Hadras Melech, we would not have to calculate how many people are there. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha sections from Daf Mem Tes. Be'ezer Hashem, also the depth of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, and its scope in Hilchos Berchas HaZimun, we will continue with on Daf Nun and elaborate as well as discuss in Rabbi Ganak's Sefer Gan Shoshanim.